Chris Osgood, a goaltender I think a lot of us really feel good about. You talk about a guy who was the ultimate team man, ultimate team player. You know that from me, but let's get the views of Kirk Maltby, who played for him, now a pro scout with the Detroit Red Wings, joining us this morning. Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Chris Osgood, tell us a little bit about what kind of teammate this guy was, Kirk.
Oh, he was a great guy. He was, you know, he definitely was a quiet person, quiet in the dressing room, pretty much all around, with the media, on the ice and all that early in his career. But I think as he matured as a player, he also matured as a person, and he turned into a great leader. I think that's why you're seeing Jimmy Howard over the last 2 years develop into a number one goaltender and hopefully an elite goaltender. Under a guy like Chris, who, as you were saying there, you know, leading in here, you know, he was a great team player, and he did pretty much he did whatever it took to help the team win, whether it was actually playing, practicing, or in the dressing room. And I'm glad I had the privilege of not just playing with him, but to become a friend with him.
That's well said. 401, I guess it was, NHL victories, which is rare. A couple of Stanley Cups, MVPs in the Stanley Cup, and Kirk, you were the same kind of player. That typifies what the Red Wings are all about and why they've won championships there. Is I don't care. Well, we care what you're doing in the regular season, but when the money's on the line, how everyone can say, well, you know, Chris Osgood wasn't among the top goaltenders in the NHL over his career. Well, you can debate that back and forth. But I tell you what, in the Stanley Cup playoffs a couple of times he was.
Yeah, no, and I was talking to someone yesterday, and I said in 2002 when Hank Zetterberg won the Conn Smythe, I mean, you could have very easily have given that to Chris as well. But you would never, ever, even if Chris thought that, you would never, ever hear him say that. He was just for the ultimate goal, and that was winning the Stanley Cup. And you know, his regular season, obviously there's always going to be that debate, like you just said, but, you know, you don't just accidentally fall into 400 plus wins. I know he got over it by one, but, you know, he was a great goaltender, and, you know, I think his personality, I said earlier how quiet he was and he kind of came out, but he didn't get rattled. He was able to play in big games, in big situations, and when he may have let in a bad goal or had a bad game, he always bounced back. So I think that's you know, one of the reasons why he was able to win, put up the statistics that he did, and like I said, win Stanley Cups.
Kirk Maltby is with us, former Wing Pro Scout now for the Detroit Red Wings. Roger Lajoie for Jeff Blair here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Open up the phone lines again, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell. Email is roger@fan590.com. Chris Osgood, we had a discussion, Roberto Alomar, retired jerseys. Osgood, you look at the body of work. Is he a Hall of Famer? Hall of Famer certainly in Detroit, because, man, he had some great moments there. Your thoughts on that? And we'll talk a little bit about Yao Ming later in this hour as well, as his career comes to an end, cut far too short by injury. Kirk, there's a Detroit Red Wing way of doing things, and I think everybody in hockey knows that, and I think unless people are too jealous to give the proper acknowledgement, I think it's the envy of everybody. Maybe talk to us a little bit about that, because Osgood was a guy who was a part of that as well. Is like, you can make more money elsewhere, you can do things a little differently, but the Red Wings had a way of doing business. And if there was a poster boy for that, I would suggest maybe it was Osgood, in terms of you needed him to star and win a Conn Smythe. He did. Had to take a step back and be the backup because he got a better goaltender. He did. Needed him to mentor some young goaltenders like Jimmy Howard. He did. It's just the culture of that organization. Can you please explain to us how you managed to do that?
Well, it starts with ownership, obviously. Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch are two of not just the greatest owners in all of sports, but they're two of the greatest people. I mean, they are, you know, just super nice. They treat everyone with respect and run their organizations. As you know, they have the Tigers as well, but they run both organizations and everything else they have, you know, first class. So, and it just trickles down, you know, through management. Obviously, Kenny Holland, everyone knows what he's been able to do since he's been the head guy there, you know, over the last dozen or so years, 15 years or whatever it's been. And you know, and it just keeps falling down, and they kind of, you know, the organization sets a bar, and you know, realistically, everyone knows in any sport you're not going to win every single year, But it is disappointing when you don't win, and that's kind of how it's looked upon. And you come in, you know, you carry yourself a certain way. You come to the rink and you work hard every day, and you play the system that's in place. And it just seems to. I mean, there's many examples, but you know, when we brought in a guy like Brett Hull, I think a lot of people were kind of questioning not Brett's ability to play hockey, but just you know, Brett's personality. And he said what was on his mind. He spoke, you know, what he thought was right, whether anyone else did or not. And he checked everything at the door, and he came in and wanted to win. And he bought into the system. He played and did what he was asked to do. And ultimately we were able to win at the end of the year, and he was a huge part of it. But, you know, it's a great place to play. I think the players that come here via trades, via free agency, or just drafted and brought up through the system. I mean, when you get here and you see what's going on, and the fans and the management and the ownership and all that, it's just hard not to kind of throw everything on the line, check your ego, and just go out and play.
Well, and that's leave the ego at the door is the big part of it. And I guess it's easier to leave the ego at the door when everybody is buying in, Kirk, because one thing about the organization, we saw it, and I guess I'm probably the best, you know, there's so many. I mentioned Chris Osgood as an example of what I'm talking about. But on the flip side, I think a guy like Dan Cleary, who I saw play junior hockey in Belleville, who had so many struggles in other organizations. And I remember, and even though, you know, he was not a frontline player, but when he first signed in Detroit, I thought, why are they signing him? That's not the Red Wing. And guess what? He became a Red Wing guy.
Yeah. No, he, you know, I love Dan. He's a great guy. He's a great piece of this this organization, this team, and another guy that was a big reason why we were able to win the Cup in 2008. And you know, I remember him coming into camp, and obviously I knew who he was. I never met him personally, and he comes in on a trial, and I don't think he even signed that trial until a couple weeks out of camp opening up. So he was kind of in limbo up, you know, his whole summer. And he came into camp, I think he probably played at least seven out of the nine games that we had. And I think the year that he came in was when in exhibition, I think it was regardless of the score, we did a shootout or something. I can't remember now, but he took a shootout every time, and he earned his spot. And, you know, that year it ended up being me, him, and Johan Franzen, who's turned out to be a pretty good player. So, oh, maybe I should be taking some credit here. I don't know. But that was our line the year we actually got bumped by Edmonton in the playoffs. But Dan, I think just, you know, I'm not going to critique his earlier career and things he did or didn't do or whatever, but obviously he had all the talent in the world. He was a high draft pick, extremely high draft pick. And I think, you know, unfortunately, maybe to a certain degree, it took him a little longer to kind of figure out what it took to be an NHL player regularly. And not only has he done that, but he's turned into an important piece of, you know, barring, you know, pretty much one of the best teams over the last 20 years. So he's figured it out, and he's been able to go and play in big time situations. All situations for us, and he's done extremely well. And again, another reason why we were able to win that Cup in 2008. And he wasn't sure if it was going to happen after they beat us and Pittsburgh beat us in Game 5 here at the Joe. And I think he was beside himself, and we almost had to talk him off the ledge there before Game 6. But you know, when you know, to see a guy like that win, and you know, I followed the media a little bit when he took the Cup back to Newfoundland, is just you know, those are the kind of stories that you just love when you're able to have success and win and see things like that happen.
Kirk, final question. You're staying with the organization. How is pro scouting and enjoying that angle of it? And you certainly do look at the game from a different perspective. I can't think of anybody better than a former player and a player who's played in the league a long time to be a pro scout. Because to be a pro scout, you have to have an understanding of what it means to be a pro. Talk to us about your duties there.
Yeah, no, you know, I love being able to be a part of the organization and the game still. And, you know, you definitely get a better perspective and a different perspective of the game sitting up there. I think I might have to kind of start, you know, starting some sort of list or something to try and get maybe some better press meals in some of these arenas. But other than that, it's
hey,
it's
I'm with you there, buddy. There's a lot of guys in the media will back you there.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, it's been great. I've met a lot of scouts that have been scouting for a long time or a short time, and it's been good. I've had a few issues trying to find my way into the press entrance, not you know, not be able to walk into the players' entrance and things like that, but It's a great way to stay in the game, stay with a great organization. And I'm not sure how long I'll do this exactly. I know I wouldn't mind maybe venturing into some other aspects of our team and our younger players and things like that. But, you know, just like playing, I guess, from this side of it, the management side of it, or whatever you want to call it, I got to pay my dues. And that's kind of how I'm looking at it. And it's been good. And I hope to keep building and learning and doing things from this side of it. And we'll see where it takes me over the next handful of years.
It's a great transition for you here. That's for sure. No question about it. Kirk Maltby, pro scout of the Detroit Red Wings, fine Red Wing himself, reminiscing on the great career, Chris Osgood, who called it a career yesterday. Kirk, stay well. Thanks so much. Really appreciate your insight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank